time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
We'll be right back. listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and stick around because we have really cool tunes today. We have tickets to give away. We have interviews. We have a lot of stuff. With some oldies, let's listen to some old music here. 101.9.
9 million rainy days have swept across my eyes, thinking of you, and this room becomes a I
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And we started the show a little bit on the Halloween side because it's Day of the Dead in Mexico. So today is the real deal back there. So, yeah. So we started the show with The Cure. A Forest was the name of the song, and that was a mix. The Cure, and then we listen to the Jesus and Mary Chain with 9 Million Rainy Days, dedicated to Vancouver. And what else? Then we listen to Mudhoney covering Sonic Youth. The song was Halloween. And we listen to the new Swans Records. The city's called My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky. It's on Young God Records. So Michael Gira is back with the Swans. Except in Jarbo, most of the original Swans are there in the new CD. Although he says it's not a reunion. But it's pretty cool. The Swans there. The song was My Birth. And they were listening there in the back to Fortunately Everything Dies, from their CD Horror. And this song is called A Night to Dismember. So there you go, that was the Halloween block here on the Morning After Show. And going to other things, the Amnesty International Film Festival is coming to town. So we're going to talk with Steffi Hodder from the festival. Hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you doing, Osvaldo?
Fine, and you?
Good, very good.
Cool. So the International Amnesty International Film Festival, it's coming to town. When is it going to start?
Exactly. So it's going to be happening at the Vancouver, at the Van City Theatre, on the 18th of November until the 21st of November. So it's a Thursday until Sunday.
Okay. And I was watching the film yesterday, the opening, the gala.
Yep. It's sounds like a revolution.
Sounds like a revolution, yeah. And pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great movie, eh?
Yeah, there's put some Michael Franti there in the back because he's in the film. Yeah, it's a music film about all these artists that are against, but mainly the political situation around the Bush era there in USA. Yeah. So it's Michael Franti and Spearhead, Fat Mike, Paris, Anti-Flag, a couple of punk bands there also, Annie DeFranco. It's really cool, that film.
Yeah, basically it just shows the power of indie artists to spread their political views and also their difficulties to be heard in the mainstream because of all the censorship that's being done by the corporate music industry right now. So it's really interesting, and it's also pretty uplifting. And we will have the director joining us over Skype after the movie. So that's going to be cool. And this movie's part of our opening gala. So that's going to be on Thursday. Doors open at 6, and the tickets are $45. $30 will go directly to Amnesty. And we'll have music, live bands playing, food and entertainment. So, yeah, it's going to be a cool night.
Cool. So that's going to be happening at the Van City Theatre, right?
There exactly. On Van City Theatre on 1181 Seymour Street.
Okay. And do you know which bands are going to be playing there?
The Raging Grannies. I think that will be playing, yes.
Okay.
And then we'll have snacks and speeches, and obviously going to be showing Sounds Like a Revolution, and then the Q&A with the director afterwards.
Okay, the director is Summer Prini, right?
Yes, Summer Prini, exactly.
Okay, so cool.
Yeah, and then I also want to let the public to know that we'll have high school screenings also. So one is happening on Thursday on the 18th at 12:30 p.m. That's going to be Age to Oil. It's a movie about the Athabasca tar sands and the impact of the tar sands on local communities living up there. It's a really interesting movie, especially for Vancouver, because it's such a local issue, right? And we'll also be screening that movie again during the nighttime on, I think, Friday. I can't remember when exactly, but anyways, everybody should have a look at our Facebook page and become a fan and check out the movies that we're going to be playing. You can watch the trailers online, and yeah, and I got kind of sidetracked, but the high school screenings, if people manage to get together a group of students and they want to come see the high school screening on Thursday at 12:30, they can enter for $2 per person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, just get some friends together and come watch that movie. It's a really good one.
Okay. And, yeah, if you miss it, it's going to repeat on Sunday, November 21st. At 6 o'clock,
exactly.
And all the films are at the Van City Theatre, right?
Yes, every film is being screened at the Van City Theatre. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're also bringing that film, The Yes Men Fix the World.
Exactly.
I think that's a pretty funny film, eh?
It's a... seen it last year, and it got lots of awards. It got the Gold Audience Award last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's practically about those two anti-globalization activists that pretend to be part of big corporations, and obviously they're not, because these are the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just they're pretty funny guys. You should watch it. You'll have a lot to laugh, really.
Cool. And every, like, there's films on in the mornings every day too, right?
Exactly. We have a couple of matinees. Yes. There is a.
The price is the same for the matinees?
No, the matinees are $7 instead of $9.
Okay.
So the regular price is $9, mm-hmm. and then seniors and students pay $7, and the matinees are all going to be $7 as well. And if you want to buy tickets, you can buy them over Tickets Tonight, and then pick them up at our will call table at the Van City Theater on the day of the screening, or you can just buy them at the door.
Okay, so the festival runs November 18th to the 21st
exactly.
at the Van City Theater. And there's lots of films coming at all kinds of hours during the days. And well, so where can people get the program, or where can they see the
film? They can go to our webpage, which is www.amnestyfilmfest.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And there they'll find the whole program and all the information regarding buying the prices and the location and how to buy the tickets and all that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And any films that you just recommend people to go watch? What did you see that you liked?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Pray the Devil Back to Hell. That's a movie, a Liberian movie, that is about really courageous Liberian women that get together to end the bloody civil war.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very uplifting movie. And then we have the Devil Operation, which is about a priest in Peru who's trying to fight a mining company.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a very interesting movie because the mining company actually starts to stalk the priest and everybody that is invited in the fight against the mining company.
Oh, yeah. Is that a Canadian mining company? Or?
It's a Canadian mining company. Or maybe it's a yes, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Definitely North American mining company. And then I guess, yeah, like I said, just because it's such a local issue, the H2Oil movie is a great movie to educate people about the tar sands business and especially the impact on human rights. All the indigenous communities that live off the nature there, and the tar sands just basically polluting the river and the fish, and people start to get sick around the area because everything is being intoxicated. So, yeah, I think that's a very important movie for Canadians to watch.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, we'll be paying attention to the festival. It has a lot of environmental issues this year.
Exactly, yeah. There's another one called The Gasland, and the big sellout is kind of showing environmental impacts and human rights issues. They're all intertwined, right? That's why, yeah, we're featuring a couple of environmental movies as well. Oh, and I forgot to say, for the H2Oil, there's going to be a special guest speaker afterwards. So
okay.
Rex Weiler is going to come in and talk to us after the movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So there you go. The Amnesty International Film Festival is coming to town on Thursday, November 18th. So check it out.
Exactly. Come check it out and watch as many movies as possible.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Let everybody know.
Cool.
Don't miss out.
Yeah, so let's put some Michael Franti and Spearhead, because they're going to be in the gala opening.
Yeah, sounds great.
In the movie called This Sounds Like Revolution. And we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM. Thanks for the update.
Thanks to you, Zala.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah. knows the wind and the water's as high as the time zone wind. So I jump back in and where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down. What's up, man? You got a little work or 20 to lend? I opened up my hand and said, I'm glad to see they could take away my job, but not my friends, you see. And here I am, just waiting for this storm. On the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion. And everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl's so sweet. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing. And every single soul needs a little releasing. The stereo bumper till the sun goes down. And I only want to hear that sound. The sun goes, that's the sun.
Force of life is shining out the gates of heaven. She's well acquainted with the touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left up. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down.
Day is coming. November 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Public Library, come out to question and change the media. There will be panel discussions on gender, sexuality, and violence, copyright issues in Canada, the accuracy of environmental reporting, and much, much more. Plus, CITR will be broadcasting live on location for the whole afternoon. And did we mention there's an after party? Remixology 3 at W2. Steve Pratt, director of CBC Radio 3, will be there to discuss the future of media. There will also be food, a bar, great local music, and plenty of opportunities to socialize and network with Vancouver's leading media innovators. The doors for Remixology 3 open at 5 p.m. So come on out to Media Democracy Day, November 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Public Library, and then head out to Remixology 3 at W2. For more information, check out openmedia.ca and mediademocracyday.org. Proudly supported by CITR.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're listening there to this band called Sexy Sadie. They're from Spain. They're covering the Beatles with Happiness Is a Warm Gun. Before them, Black Mountain with the CD Wilderness Hearts. The song was Let Spirits Rise. And we'll listen to Michael Franti and Spearhead with The Sound of Sunshine. And actually the song was called The City Is a Sad and Lonely Place. No, actually no. It was The Sound of Sunshine is the name of the city and the song from Michael Franti. What else? Young Galaxy is coming to town with Stars. They're from Montreal, these guys. They'll be playing on November 4th. It's a couple of days. In a couple of days. so you should check them out. They're going to be playing at the Bog Theater. So let's listen to a song from them, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM. So these guys are playing November 4th at the Bog Theater. Young Galaxy is their name.
Shindig! Shindig! Shindig!
For over the the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Andorra, Cameron Scott Fraser, and Narwhal.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Yeah, tonight the Shindig, really cool at the Railway Club. It's gonna be really great. So let's listen to Cameron Scott Fraser. He's gonna be playing today at tonight at Shindig. This guy was part of this band called Bella. I don't know if you remember them. They were really cool. Probably we should play one song of them later also. But let's listen to his CD called Promised Land. This is Cameron Scott Fraser here on 101.9 FM.
Maybe we could ever
So there you go. It's playing tonight at the Railway Club, Shindig. The other band that's coming to town is the Lorean. They're coming on November 13 at the Biltmore Cabaret. These guys come from Spain, and they're really cool. Really, really cool. Really like them. We'll be right back. So that's DeLorean. They're coming to town, so check them out. DeLorean. And so we're gonna, let's give away some tickets. Kate Nash is coming to town also at the Commodore Ballroom on November 3rd. So that's tomorrow, isn't it? Tomorrow at the Commodore Ballroom. So let's play a song from her. And if you want to check out this show, give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And I'll give you some tickets to go check out Kate Nash from London, UK.
Hey, bitch, touch this.
Song is called Model Behavior, so it's more or less what you can expect tomorrow in the Commodore Ballroom. Some guy won tickets to go check them out. I forgot his name, but we have more tickets. Eric won the tickets. So yeah, check her out. The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-CITR. Let's put this song, and then we'll do a special report after this.
Need to
to get away.
Cigarette and a blue and white pill. The kids don't know me. I think it's a shame, but I'm back in the alley doing it again.
Let's legalize it all around the world. No drug or profits, no overdose. I'm full of poison for the price of a shot. You don't want it now, it's not gonna stop.
I kicked it once, I can kick it again. I got nothing to live for, but I remember when I had ambition, a plan to survive. I got nothing to live for, but I don't want to die.
Let's legalize it all around the world. No drug or profits. Taxes, there's nothing to lose. I'm full of poison.
Are the Crocodiles. The song is Stoned to Death from the CD Sleep Forever. And before that, listen to John Peoples with the song Let's Legalize It, because they're voting right now in California. They're thinking of legalizing it there. Marijuana, that is.
Money's gone away, and there's lots of things I must pay, and I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away.
I've seen some troubled times today. These troubles on my mind are here to stay. 'Cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Are around from June to May, so I'll burn them all up and away. 'Cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Think I'll lay, 'cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Yeah, I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away.
That's a band from Hamilton, there in Ontario, Reefer. The name is called Harlan Pepper. It's the name of the band. So they're thinking of decriminalizing it there in California today. So it's going to be cool what happened there. Should follow that. Yeah. Yeah, what else? Well, thanks for listening. This was a Morning After show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Cliff Nesteroff is ready with Laugh Tracks. So we'll see you next week. Next week we'll have a special guest, the Conservancy from Galliano. We're going to have a special interview with them. So yeah, check them out. It's going to be a green show next Tuesday. Also, shout out to Jordan from vanmusic.ca. He's listening there to the show. And thank you for all the people. Remember, you can also podcast the show at www.citr.ca or check it out on vanmusic.ca. We'll see you next week. We'll leave you with this Los Rastrillos from Mexico, some reggae for you.
No me doy cuenta de lo que aquí me rodea, lo afortunado de estar vivo y poder continuar mi camino, volviendo lo hermoso de lo cotidiano, la responsabilidad al vivir, la fe, la conciencia, tu voluntad y transparencia.